Welcome to Afirmi Yerushalmi. We're holding an Orlo Daf Chav Gimel in the Ois Vahot tradition, Perek Sheni, in the Gemara immediately after the Mishnah of Halacha Beis. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Kuris. Rav Kuris is referring to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that we have Truma Malis Orlo. So he says, don't think we're talking about that Orlo fell into 200 Truma. That's not the case of our Mishnah. Lo Sha Truma Malis Orlo, that Truma is causing the Orlo to be bottled. The truma, the one truma that fell into chulin, joins together with chulin to avat d'arlo. That's the pshat and the mishnah that we saw before. So the wanicha truma malas arlo. I understand why the truma is avat d'arlo. Why? Shegen toiro malas atmeo. In general, when I have truma tmeo falling into truma toiro, the truma toiro has the ability to avat the tmeo, because the issur is bottle and heter. But orlo malas atchumo. Why would you tell me the orlo is causing bitul to chumo? Klum tmeo malas atoyro. Does tome mevatel tar, which means does iser cause a bitul to heter? We never say such a thing. The iser is bottle and heter, but not the heter is bottle and iser. So meaning the Gemara understands to talk about chumo for kriyanim. So by kriyanim chumo is edible. So why should the orlo cause a bitul to truma? So says the Gemara, answers the Gemara, lo yitzal zarim, shema yitzal kriyanim, which means we're not talking about the kriyanim, we're talking about the zarim, we're talking about not by a kohen, by a zar, that for him truma is asur. So for him, they're both considered to be davar asur. And the Gemara proves it. Look at the hemshech of our Mishnah. Ha orlo malas akilayim, va akilayim is orlo. We talk about orlo bitul the kilayim, kilayim orlo, va orlo is orlo, and orlo is mevatad orlo, which means an eter revai. Shani taman benetza zorim benetza kriyanim. You want to tell me there's any difference between zarim and kriyanim? No. By both of them, it's asur. So the same way the second part of the Mishnah is talking about things that are both asur, so also the first part of the Mishnah is talking about things that are both asur, which means orlo and chumo, chumo which is asur, because we're talking about the zarim, not the kriyanim. The Mishnah says, "Say a truma shnevel toichmeo." One say a truma fell into 100 of chulin. So as explained in the Mishnah, here it says it's also. Why is it also? On my ablozo, leis kenel toichmeo elotoich tishim v'tisha. Didn't fall into 100. It fell into 99. That's why the truma is not batal. That's why you have to wait for the arlo to come and be mevatel it. Say arlo shnevel toichmatayim. The second part of the Mishnah is the say arlo fell into 200. So clearly from the Mishnah, it wasn't bottle. That's why you need to have another thing falling into it to mevatel it. Why is it not bottle? Orlo is bottle in 200. And 200. On my blazer, leis kan letoich matayim, letoich mea v'tishim v'tisho. They're not saying the one fell into 200. Saying one fell into 199, and therefore it's not bottle, similar to what we said regarding Trumo, just explaining here the Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. We're continuing the Chav Gimel Mut Beis, Halocha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Kol ha-mechametz, anything that causes chimutz, meaning it sours it, it ferments it. Ve'ametabel, it's a spice, it adds a spice to the food. Ve'amedamea, or that it is mixed in it in liquid, and it gives taste to the whole liquid over here. So something which is very influential, makes a big difference. It causes over here that the whole thing sours, or the whole thing has a spice, or it's mixed and you have a taste. In this case, the din is b'chumo uve orlo uve kile akerim osur. And all this, when you have these type of mixtures, so it's going to cause upon chumo, orlo, and kilaim. B'chamo imim af metame. It also causes tumo, even though usually the rule is that tumo only spreads if you have kabetzo. But if the thing that's tame is something which is mecham, it causes chimutz, or it's metabel, it gives taste. In terms of spice or in terms of dimua, so then even less the kabeitza gives tumo. Basil disagree, says that it only causes tumo if it has the size of a kabeitza. Kedilas the Mishnah do stoi ish kvar itmo. This is his name, and he came from this village called Itmo. Hamid talmid shami, who was a talmid of shami. V'omar shal teit shami azoket. Ask shami azoket. From a loyilu mino metame at shiebo kabeitza. He says it never causes tumo unless there's a size of a kabetzo, meaning not like we quote before, b'chama. Velama, the correct girsa seems to be over here, velame, for what? Or there's another girsa over here, bame, and what? Omru kola mechametz, v'ametabel v'amdemea. These three things, and what are they different than a regular dry, two dry things that join together, that mix together? Lechmir min beminoi. What does min b'minoi? It's only causing chumra. Min b'mino means two exact items, two similar items. One of them is also one of them is mutter. They're joined together. But it causes a kulo and a chumro when you have a mixture of min b'shein u'mino, two different types of things. Explain the Mishnah. Ketzad. Seor shechitim shenofel atoch isas chitim. So you have a seor of chitim, east of wheat, that falls into a dough of wheat. And the east of wheat is asur. It's either trumo, or kilayim, or arlo. V'yeshbo yikid elecham mitzvah will cause chimutz. I don't care if this east is could be bottled by 100, meaning there's 100 against it, or there's not 100 against it. It won't be bottled. It's still awesome because it causes chimutz. It causes the whole dough to be sour. So then even if you have 100 to be mevatel, it won't be mevatel it. And if you don't have 100 against it, so then it will not be bottle because you don't have 100 against it. So then you always go to chumra. If you don't have 100, it's not bottle. If you do have 100 and it's bechametz, it's also not bottle. So one of the things, either the 100 or one of the items that we mentioned in the Mishnah, chimutz, tibul, or dimua, will cause it not to be bottle. That's in the case of min beminoi, wheat into wheat. When it's two different meaning, two different types, then we have a kula and a chumra. What's the case? It works. The Mishnah explains. Grisim shenizbashlu imadashim. Groats, barley was mizbash, was cooked together with lentils. So the cooking means it's liquid. It becomes one. It's not yovish be yovish. It's not dry. They talk about liquid. It's called talking about bishul, which is exactly as dimua. It's all mixed together. And you can taste the grisim in the adashim, or vice versa. I don't care if you have 100, not 100, as long as I can taste the other min, it becomes asur, because you can taste it. But if there's no taste, if there's no taste, I don't need 100. I'm okay to be vatal if I don't have the taste. And that's the chiluk that you have in min b'shein u'mino. Because min b'shein u'mino, you can taste it. Min b'mino, when I have wheat fall into wheat, there's no way to taste it because they're both wheat. So then I have to go, either it's 100 or it causes chimutz. But if I'm talking about something min b'shein u'mino, so then you could go based on taste. So if I go based on taste and there's no taste, it's not going to be osur, it's going to be batal. And this is the kula that happens because of the bishul, which is the dimua. That's the third case that we should start with. Start mechametz, metabel, medamea. So mechametz means that it sours it. Metabel means that it gives it spice. And medamea means that it's mixed together, liquid, meaning bishul, meaning you cooked it together, became one. So we have a kula that comes from the dimua. What's the kula? That if it would not be the medamea, if it would be yovish b'yovish, I have two dry things together, even though they're two different tastes, min b'shein u'minoi, in order to mevatel it, I need to have 100 to mevatel it. Or 200 if it's orlo and kilayim. But now that it's mixed together, so now you go based on taste. And if there's no, you can't taste the min that got mixed up, so then it's batel, even though it will be less than 100 or less than 200. So that's the kula that comes out from this midameya. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Orlo, Daf Chof Gimel.